As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
One of the things that I talk a lot about with my clients when they hang on to grudges and when they are just so angry at someone else and they feel like hanging on to that grudge, it, in a way, it gets back or gets even of the person that made them upset. But in actuality, it doesn't. It actually eats away at you like a cancer. And the only way to release that is forgiveness. And I always say forgiveness is not letting the other person off the hook. It's you not allowing them to have the emotional control over you anymore. So we're going to talk today about five ways forgiveness can heal your heart and mind with LaToya Shea coming up. Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a licensed therapist, and I am the show host of the show, not the show, I'm the host of the show, and I'm really glad that you're here today. Wherever you're at, I really appreciate you for tuning in. If you're new, great. I want you to continue to follow the show, and for those of you who've been listening for a while, I really appreciate you. Don't forget, you can go to the website at mentalhealthtodayshow.com. Again, that's mentalhealthtodayshow.com. And you can look at all of the episodes and even the past guest. And maybe there was an episode that you were listening to and you're wondering, how do I get a hold of that guest? Well, go to the website and click on the guest and you'll see all the guests that were on the show. And that's an easy way to be able to do that. All right. So speaking of guests, I want to introduce you to LaToya Shea. And we're going to be talking about forgiveness today. And I can't wait. And listen to this. To her bio, being on her own after being homeless at the age of 13, LaToya has experienced and triumphed over many obstacles. Inspired by the many that influenced her life, she has lived a life dedicated to the service and education. This has led her on a deep spiritual journey in intimacy with God. She has been known by many titles such as a health inspector, veteran, nurse, prophet, teacher, until she finally accepted her calling as God's vessel to do good and guide many back to Him as a spiritual life coach. LaToya, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm really excited to have you because this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And it's something that I talk a lot with my clients because forgiveness is not just a God thing, right?
Yeah.
Forgiveness is something that is good for us. And so often, at least I have experienced with talking to my clients, when we hang on to a grudge, it's worse damage for us than the other person.
Yes. I always tell people that when someone offends us or hurts us, they violated us. They took away our power in that moment. But for every second after, it is us that's given them that power when we refuse to forgive and let go.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that's a conscious decision of refusing to let go of something.
Yes.
And I think there's confusion there sometimes that it's like, it's almost like I have to hang on to this. I can't let it go because I want to get even with them.
Absolutely.
And somehow that's like, oh, if I hang on to this, it makes them feel worse, but it really doesn't, does it?
No, never does.
And a lot of times they have no idea.
That's true. And I talk about this in my book a lot because there is a difference in being hurt, being offended, and or perspective on things. And it plays a huge role in forgiveness because many times we're holding other people accountable for things that they're completely unaware of.
You're right. And I find it interesting that sometimes people can forgive somebody who has done just horrendous things, but they're able to forgive. And then there are some people where they're not able to forgive. And maybe it's been years and years, and they still have not forgiven somebody. And it's doing worse harm for them. So what do you think, Latoya, what do you think is the difference between someone who is able to forgive somebody and versus someone who really has a hard time or is refusing to forgive somebody?
Well, I think if it's the same person who has easily said to easily forgiven someone who has done something horrendous to them, but a difficult time forgiving someone else, I would question even if they had really forgiven the other person. Because one thing that many people mistake forgiveness with, well, they think that you can forgive but not forget. That's a common saying. I'm Jamaican, so they're like, we forgive, but we don't forget. And that's such a misnomer because the very meaning of the word forgiveness is to release. And that means that you let go of it. And you find, especially in where there's a close relationship or there was a close bond, people tend to move on, but they didn't really forgive. They say, I forgive you, and probably go through the motion. But you'll find that when other events happen later on, they're triggered and they snap and you realize that they hadn't healed from the first insult.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the hanging on to something, it's something that the anger that they're holding on to, I made reference to this earlier. It's like a cancer or a rust. It's rusting inside and it could last a long time and it could really hinder other relationships even.
Yes, indeed. I actually, in the book, I mirrored or used the analogy of the intake of poison. Mm. And I went through the whole system of how if we take in too much poison, then we'll have to seek help and get that out of our system if our kidneys are not able to get rid of it fast enough. And unforgiveness, it does that exact same thing to our soul. And it's something that's easily overlooked because you can't see your soul, but it's reflected in our behaviors and even our health. I've known people who have been like really ill on their deathbed, and it led back to unforgiveness, like a deep grudge and hatred for someone who had hurt them and ruined their life.
Mm. You know, speaking of life and going through hardships, I want to just back up just a little bit. And I was reading your bio. And it said that you were on your own after being homeless at the age of 13. Can you share a little bit about your story before we get into this further?
Absolutely. And thank you for asking. So I'm Jamaican and born to a teenage mom. I was raised by my grandmother and it was rough. I missed many years of school, but it was a testament of the work of God in my life. It was evident from then. And I had the opportunity to see the best of mankind, but also the worst when my grandmother got blind and I was physically and sexually abused as a child. And then I was on my own. And I didn't really face that. Since then, I was always in survivor mode. And it wasn't until I reached a point where I was overwhelmed. I felt like I had overcame many obstacles, but the more I overcame, the bigger they came. And it was a lot I wasn't someone who held grudge, but I just never seemed to get a break in life. It was just one thing after another. And that's when I had my encounter, my deep, true encounter with God. And that's when the subject of forgiveness came up. And I'm like, well, who do I have to forgive? I don't hold anyone. Like, there's nothing, no hate inside of me. I don't even remember the people that did things to me. And it was a true awakening when I sat down. I took a year off from telephone communications with everyone, and I kind of cut everyone off. And just so I could get to the bottom of what was happening in my life. And it started by me acknowledging the things that had happened to me and forgiving each one of them. And I could tell you that I literally saw black coming off of my heart. Like I saw black fumes coming off of my heart. That's the amount of hurt that I was carrying around.
Yeah. So thank you for that. And I'm sorry that happened to you at such a young age. And to be able to write a book on forgiveness and experience all of that. And I'm sure you didn't even cover half of it, of the obstacles in your life, the difficulties and the hardness of life. And here you are writing a book and talking about forgiving and how powerful forgiveness is. And forgiveness is more powerful than any grudge anyone can ever have. And it's a very freeing thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
For those who are hanging on to it. And I know I've had a client not that long ago that was hanging on to bitterness and resentment towards a family member. And she told me, I can't forgive him. I can't. I said, okay. So just think about it. So no, I'm refusing to forgive. He doesn't deserve it. And after a while, after weeks, and we were talking about it, she finally said, okay, I forgive him. And it was a tremendous release for her.
Wow.
In fact, the reason why she came into the therapy was for that relationship, and she was able to release it. And she felt so much better after years and years of holding on to grudge. But learning how to forgive, and you're exactly right. It's not about letting someone else off the hook. It's not saying that it's okay that person did something to you.
Right.
It's choosing to release that person for having that power over you.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit more about your book and the five ways. So we talked about the five ways of forgiveness that can heal your heart and your mind. Can you tell us a little bit more? What are some of those ways that you write about in your book?
Well, in the book, I cover it as the five stages of forgiveness. And these are steps that I found in my process and in the people that I have helped that it was truly...
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Be beneficial to go in this order, and this is how we had long-term effectual change. And it's important to say, I know you've stressed it, but many people, I am a Christian, and I have many friends who think that because they're a Christian, they don't have this issue. They say that they forgive, but because we already have the grasp, the concept of forgiveness from God. But this book actually talks about the mechanics, because, and I'm sorry if I'm getting a little too religious, but there's one key thing that we say quite often: we should forgive as God forgives us. And I just want to highlight, because when I read that, I was like, okay, well, God is consistently, constantly good. So how then is he gonna wait until I forgive to forgive? And I pondered on this and I asked him. And one day he revealed to me, it was a long journey, and he revealed to me that, well, I give you free will. You have to release it so I can take it from you. So I am forgiving always, but I can't take it from you if you won't give it to me. No, I know many people who pray and they say, oh, God, help me with forgiveness. And he's like, I'm trying to, but you have to let me. And so this book deals with the mechanics, the practicality of forgiveness and how to really apply it. So the first one that I have is awareness. And the awareness is essential, because you can't fix something you don't know. And many times this is where I have encountered like a resistance from people, because they are unaware of it. The person who the perpetrator is unaware of it, and they themselves are unaware that they had held this person accountable for it. They don't know the root cause of what's happening. They just see the effects, the end results of it. They're feeling stuck. And many times it goes back to something in their childhood. So awareness is integral, it's essential in forgiveness and healing.
Yeah, so awareness really needs to be a part of that, because if you're not aware that you need to forgive or not aware of how powerful forgiveness can be, then you're going to kind of just hang on to it and allow it to fester. And like my client, allow it to fester for years. So what's another stage or way that forgiveness can heal your heart and mind?
So after awareness, I have anger, because after you're aware, emotions are going to arise, and anger is going to be the first one, either with yourself or another person. And this is good for your heart and mind, because you're not going to let it fester, but you're actually digging up things that are in your subconscious. You're bringing it to the forefront so you can let it go and move forward.
Okay. Excellent. So let it go, move forward. And can you just go ahead and name the other ones?
Yeah. So then after anger, then you're going to have allowance and augmentation and acceptance. And I go in details in these in the book, which we don't have enough time today. But I just want to stress that if you're going through something right now, I know it can be difficult and painful, but know that forgiveness is a gift for you. And I know it's a cliche, but it's true. It's a cliche for a reason, right, John?
Mm-hmm. And you're right. It's for the person forgiving, not for the person that's being forgiven.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And it is a gift. It may not feel like a gift at first, though.
Right.
Right? Because depending on what someone did against you.
Yes.
And here's kind of the rub, I think, Latoya, is someone might be listening to this and say, well, you just don't know. You don't understand how terrible this person was in my life. You don't understand what this person did or how this person ruined my life. You just don't understand. Maybe other people can forgive, but I am choosing not to forgive. What can that do, that mindset do to somebody who chooses not to forgive?
Well, I can tell you that you're only holding yourself back. You're going to feel stuck in a rut. And that's not what the life that you were created to live. I could tell you that. And I would even challenge you to think that the bigger the thing that the person did to you, the more the need to forgive them, because that's just letting them live rent-free in your head. You can't let someone take up those space in your head. You were created to flow and be free and be filled with love and kindness and gentleness. So you can't, I would not allow someone else to change me. And I don't think you would either.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we're doing when we choose not to forgive somebody.
Yes.
It's changing us.
Yes.
And it's probably interfering with our other relationships.
Definitely.
So have you talked to others, Latoya, in your research and in while you were writing the book, have you talked to others that refused to forgive, but maybe later on they decided to forgive? And what kind of made them realize that forgiveness was the way to go?
Well, because the one thing that I always point out is, okay, you haven't forgiven this person for 5 years, 10 years. How has your life changed? Like, I think people will, if they eventually, I have spoken to them and they eventually forgive, because there is, on the other side of forgiveness, freedom and happiness and relief. Relief is the biggest thing. you're unburdened.
So if you were to talk to someone who's listening to this and is maybe wrestling with forgiveness, and maybe they're thinking that the person doesn't deserve it, and they're probably right. They're probably right. Somebody probably doesn't deserve that because they did something horrendous. What would you tell the person that is really struggling with forgiving somebody?
One of the things I would tell, I have many things to tell you, but one of the things I would tell you is if you really want to get back at someone, then you do that by being awesome, not becoming prisoner in your own mind, because that's essentially what it is when you're being triggered by other things and you're ruminating about what someone did to you in the past and losing the present moment. So I would tell you I would advise you to try it. I mean, you can also try to forgive them. And if you feel like it was a bad idea, go back to unforgiving them. But I doubt you will. It's unheard of.
Yeah, just try it. Try it and see. It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
But as you're listening to LaToya and you're wrestling with this idea of forgiveness, and you're hearing maybe for the first time that forgiveness can actually free you. It doesn't let the other person off the hook, but it could free you. Wouldn't that be worth it? Wouldn't it be worth it for you to be released of this anger and grudge that you've been holding on for so long? I think it would. And there's power in forgiveness. And LaToya just offered five different ways, and in her book is available now, right, LaToya? Where can someone locate your book?
Well, I'm on everywhere books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple, but right now I have a special on Amazon for 99 cents. So I would beseech you to grab a copy now. It's causing an uproar. We've won a couple of bestsellers, which I'm really excited about, because
congratulations.
Thank you. That means that people are on their way to being healed.
So we'll also put the information in our show notes. So if you want to go to the website, again, mentalhealthtodayshow.com, and look for this episode, and you can look in the show notes and you can find a link to LaToya's book. Well, LaToya, our time is running out here, but before I let you go, there is a last question that I ask all of my guests, and that has to do with self-care. And one of the things I talk a lot about is self-care and how important it is for us to, life is hard and there's a lot of stress, but it's how important it is to have some self-care, intentional times for ourselves. So I'm assuming that you do some self-care yourself. What are some of your top tips for your self-care?
Oh, absolutely. Well, one of my self-care regimen is alone time. And a lot of people don't like it. A lot of my people don't like it. But I take time because I also work in the hospital. So I hear a lot of beeps, a lot of talking, a lot of communication. And I take alone times to do walk in the park. I do prayer walks. And just to check in with myself, like how you would check in with someone and say, hey, I'm just checking, how you doing? I check in with myself, like, how are you feeling, bud? That's a key thing. I do that quite frequently. And I feel every part of my being, feel if there's anything foreign that doesn't belong. And I approach it in the appropriate way. But that's one of my main self-care thing. And then secondly, travel.
Yeah, travel. Yeah, that's good. Excellent. Well, thank you. I think it's always good to get feedback from various people and the different types of self-care that they do. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, LaToya, for coming on and taking some time to come on and talking to us about why we should forgive and how powerful it is. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast.
You're welcome. Glad to have you, and really appreciate all of you for listening in and tuning in. And you know that I really want you to work on your mental health, do some self-care, and travel if you want, or check in with yourself like LaToya was talking about. Make sure you check out the book on forgiveness, the five stages. Is that the title? What's the title of the book?
The Unforgiveness Detox.
Oh, the Unforgiveness Detox. Oh, I love that. All right. Be sure you check that out. And thank you all. And I'm going to let you go. And remember, the Mental Health Today Show has been championing your mental health since 2015. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save.